Please, Mr. Red Jump. Stretch this way, and that way, feel the stretch right here. Shoulder roll, shoulder roll. Remember, there's four positions. You can be sitting like that, no. Sitting like this, no. Sitting like this, no. Sitting like that, yes. Yeah, try and just feel like you're separated here without stretching. Just everything should be big and open. Feel like you're a big singer, okay? C major, please. Remember, take that breath and get that singing sound established. One, two, three. Taller. Kind of line sort of singing that we need in all the legato songs. Ready, and.
I saw I to see.
Don't push the bottom, easy.
I saw I to see.
Give that high note long.
I saw I to see.
Finger on the high note.
I saw I to see.
Connect that high note to the next one. This real quick and then just sing and hopefully put it away. Looks like this. Remember, there's sort of two ideas in this song. Sing, shout, alleluia, bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Come before the Lord, bouncy, bouncy. And then we get to page 7. He is our whole glory, right? Super legato, super liney. Okay? So from the beginning, gentlemen, don't be louder than the ladies, page 4. Make sure page 5, ladies are all over that measure 21. Come before the Lord with a jubilant song. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Glory! Right? So the two contrasting things. Make sure, gentlemen, you're less than the ladies, bottom page 5. Okay, glory, hallelujah, lots of glory, glory, glory. Bottom 7 we already talked about, make sure it's very legato. Think in 2, I have in my music in 2. He is our hope for each tomorrow. Very legato, very legato. Top of 9, circle if you haven't already, just make sure you get a crescendo there. Alleluia, sing to the Lord. Remember, back off the first sing to the Lord. Alleluia, sing to the Lord more. Sing to the Lord more. Sing to the Lord. Bum, bum, come and. Then we're back to the beginning, right? Remember that? All right? And then remember, every time you're at a loud part, you're supposed to crescendo, you want to psychologically back off so you can go again. This happens at 63. On the last page. Alleluia, praise the Lord. Right, back off and then crescendo. And the loudest part of the song is the last two notes. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, up we go, please.
Shout, bring the news. song. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Sing than shout. You're better on shout than you are on sing. Sing, shout. You want to go sing, shout. Make sure they're full quarter notes every time. Okay. Sopranos, awesome. Just keep thinking. Sometimes you get a little bit of a sound this way as opposed to that way. Just feel that kind of sigh, sigh, sigh. Keep working. But besides that, great. Altos 21, the first one, it was just, you didn't know where you were in the song. Second time, it was great. So make sure 21, you're really on your part there. Obviously, some of you were, but it wasn't all together. You were a little surprised what was happening there. So make sure you're all together. Hey, top of four, this is just an example. This happens all over the song. Don't breathe before, after song and before come. Bring a new song, come and make. You're not being consistent on that. Make sure you never breathe between that. Bring a new song, come and make it. Okay? Great. Actually, gentlemen, measure 13 on page 4. I actually need more. So just put in più forte. Just more volume there. The girls are over-singing you a little bit.
Rose, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When you're singing, like, come and make a joyful noise, should it be more forceful or should it be more flowing?
It's come and make it more forceful, I guess.
Got it. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Okay. Great at page 7. He is our hope. That was great. That was great. Top of 8. Both gentlemen and ladies, just watch. We're in 2, so the cutoff, ladies, you're not being clean at measure 40. So it's just on the second beat. So you're singing, he is our hope for each tomorrow. Off. God. Off. Way off, right? All those, you're lingering over all those beats, okay? It's just we're in 2, so watch. Now off, God off, way off. And if you're not sure, just watch, because I'm giving it to you, okay? 9 was great, everything was great. I forgot to mention bottom of 8, sorry, but make sure the separated, sing all the moving parts, make sure you bring those out and measure 41. I forgot to mention that, kind of talk through. Tenors, are you getting measure 63? Last page. Okay, just bring it out a little bit more. It gets kind of lost a little bit. Cool? Awesome. Put it away. Battle of Jericho. That's a good answer. So, excellent. One song is done. Now you just your face up and that was going to be a winner. Song number 2 out of 14. So page 4. I fear like you're going to be all fretting about measure 24. What really matters in measure 24 is you all get to, you may talk together. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You can't hesitate. So we've got here, this is top of 4. Joshua, 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 you may talk about. So whatever happens at the beginning of measure 24, just make sure you don't lose rhythm. Okay? So can we speak at once from top page 4, measure 21, speaking. A 1, 2, and if you wouldn't mind layering the piano part. A 1, 2, gentlemen, and.
Joshua, Joshua.
Joshua, Joshua, you may talk about your kings of Gideon, and you may talk about your
awesome. Men of awesome, get it? So that's what, we just need to get to the next verse, chorus. And top 5, when we just stopped in the word men, you're doing that same thing. It's not men, it's men. Of seal, full quarter notes. You're making them like
not staccato, right?
No, not staccato. Right. You may talk of kings and I got a glare up here. Men of Saul, but it's twice as long as some of you think. Okay? Can we sing it from top of 4, please? Measure 21, 5, 6, 7.
Joshua, Joshua.
Joshua, Joshua, you may talk about your kings of Gideon.
So can you play a Jackie, the guy's part at measure 22, Joshua, whenever you're ready. Now play the next bass note, E flat. Joshua, Joshua, da da da. You gotta hear the relationship where you're coming from, basses. You're kind of guessing. Yeah. Joshua, 5, 6, 7, 8. Joshua, Joshua. Good. Everyone again. And tenors, did you have yours? You pick yours up off the altos. Everyone again, top of 4, verse 21, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Joshua, Joshua.
Joshua, Joshua, you may talk about your kings of Gideon. You may talk about your kings.
And one way you can get that talk, if you remember to just elongate the vowel instead of doing it like you would speak it. Talk of kings. And man, elongate the vowel. Don't close to the end of the word, and that'll help you. Next is page 7, measure 46. It's about page 7. Just so we're clear, bass and tenors, the G sharp is the tenor part, not the bass part. Okay, just so we're all clear on that. It's kind of hard to read there. So the tenor part, Jackie's going to play from 45, the tenor part, 2, 3, 4. Got it? Da, 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 da. Just a kind of a jazzy half-step thing there. And we play the bass part from 45, please.
Sorry.
It's okay. More time. Three, two.
Sorry.
3, 4. Da 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 da. Make sure that E flat lower on the way down. So it's E natural on Joshua cried. Okay, can we try everyone, please? Go blow that ram horn, page 7 top. With the piano part as well. 1, 2, 3.
Go blow that ram horn, Joshua cried.
And don't breathe before it comes to battle. 1, 2, 3.
Go blow that ram horn, Joshua cried, cause the battle is in my hand.
Next, page 9 to 10. Oh, sound. Oh, right. This is one of those things where you have to really know where you are in the song. I'm on the last note of page 9. Just make sure you have a crescendo written on sound. And make sure you know that on the page string, it's 3.5 beats long. Just know where you are in the song. You tend to hit it and then not, and then take time to turn the page and it shuts down your voice. Does that make sense? Just know, maybe write the dotted half note on page 9. I don't know, but just know that it's a long note on the page string. And then don't forget at measure 62 to really get a big crescendo and a fermata at 63. So this is 61. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls. I want to hold that as long as it sounds good. Okay? So it's going to be like this. And gentlemen, watch. Shout, and the walls. Whenever I give you that cut off, that's your rest. Okay? Can we take it from, then the lamb ran, sheep horns begin to blow. A one, this is top of 9, measure 56, top of 9, 56, pick up the 57. A one, piano part, 2, 3.
Then the lamb ran, sheep horns begin to blow, and the trumpet begins to shout. Joshua commanded the children to shout.
Is that quarter rest. Very nice. Just first sopranos, it's the most important note in the chord. Just get there sooner. Joshua commanded the children to shout. Just know where it is in your voice and get there. Hey, what's up, sir?
Hello.
John's here. John Clinton from Clinton.
I decided to come after all.
Well, we're having a gay old time, so I'm going to get better now. Okay, that's... Yeah, so that's that, and then the last thing. Yeah, up we go from the beginning. My little nervous Nelly Altos, when you get to that syncopation, just watch. Joshua, Joshua, Joshua. Okay, just be aggressive. One, begin. A one, a two, a three, a four. Trick in this type of piece. When you get on that da ba da, actually, dare I say this, actually start a little bit on the low side of the note and then bend it up. Bum ba da, bum ba da. It'll give a little more authentic feel, jazz feel. Does that make sense? Don't actually sing the note lower. It's just the kind. Remember the old thing, there's to that, to any note, there's eight parts to it. There's eight partials. In general, we sing, if you think one being really low side, 8 being sharp, 1 being super flat, if you're following me. You know, in general, we sing on the 4th or 5th partial. That's what we really kind of want to stay. That keeps us in tune. So this one, you want to be more like on the 4th, almost the 3rd, and then tune it up to the 5th. Does that make sense? Don't overthink it. Just think, da ba da ba ba da ba ba da. Right? Just to give it a little more feel. Good. One more time. Jacqueline, wonderful! You like chef's kiss. 2, 3, 4.
Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
see three little things. Nice. Really nice, everybody. Really, really nice. And please notice something in the next 3 weeks. I'm sort of picking my battles, so if there's a little thing here and there that I don't think is affecting the piece, I'm just ignoring it. So if there's something you're hearing that you don't like, well, then fix it. But we just can't deal with everything, right? I think overall that was great. Let me just check something real quick. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho. Pretty close. That's a temperature here. So, Sopranos. This happened both times. Let's take the version on page 8. So I guess it's measure 52 that's flummoxing you a little bit.
The second one is the
yeah. Joshua, 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 Joshua. Right there. We're not quite together there. It happens earlier in the piece as well. Can we take everybody from top of 8? Actually, just Sopranos from 51. Sopranos from 51. Just the voice part, please. 1, 2, 3.
Joshua, Joshua.
So it goes, Joshua, rest, 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 rest. Joshua, Joshua, right? Because you want to subconsciously put like a measure of rest in, because then you repeat like the top of the page. Get it? So it's really Joshua, rest, and Joshua, Joshua, Joshua. So it's a whole different thing. Top of 10 you went with me, but I didn't tell you to kind of talk through measure 61. Make sure you bring that down. Joshua commanded the children to shout. So writing like softer or something there. Some people over here, tenors, are still late. Jump! And the walls. Jump! Rep! And the walls. You're still not all together there. I think that was the biggest issues. Yeah, put it away. Home. So we're going to do this in chunks. So the first chunk we're going to do is up to measure 13. Really what you need to do, ladies, is just find that beautiful Bob Hales in the house. Wait, I know what happened. Bob, you and John went out for dinner. And then you said, we can't come in together. So, so ladies, we just need to make sure we find 40 or so of you finding a beautiful unison melody in the beginning. And then tenors and basses on page 5, you just make sure your O's are just nice and easy and easy. I almost wish like he didn't write those in there. Just make sure you take very good care to make that a big third from the G flat to the B flat. And just be clean and beautiful there. Okay, so from the beginning, right where they sing on the piano with the piano parts. Pleasures and powers. First time through might be a little rough. Let's just get it back in our brains. 2, 3, and.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we.
Really, really close. So, very nice, gentlemen, on the O's. Just make sure the last chord that we hold on where we just stop, it's one of these things that da da, relax. Da, get it. So don't be like, da, da, da. It's more like you're home. So let's just kind of relax into that a little bit. But we, ladies, very nice, the E vowel on we, top of page 4. It choked you off a little bit. In pleasures and palaces, oh, we. Put a lot of it in there, put a lot of it. Don't overthink it, just make sure it's not we. Make sure it's got some space to it. And the only other thing I would say, ladies, is if you can just think about those two level 4 things. What words are more important? Be it ever so humble, there's no place like. Some words are more important than others. And then just sing. Look, ladies, remember this kind of thing as opposed to this kind of thing. A little bit more thinking about the phrase. One more time. Me pleasures. Three.
Me pleasures and palaces, though we may roam.
Better, way better. Do it again, just like that. You're not all together on palaces. Me pleasures and palaces. Pleasures and palaces. Just watch the rhythm there. Ready? Three and.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the sky seems to follow us there.
Little thing. Very nice, everybody. That's beautiful, ladies. The word the, and everyone listen to this because it's measure 10, bottom page 4. The word the, we all sing wrong. We sing the. So it sticks out a line. It should be a charm from the sky. The sky, not the sky. Get it? And this is every song you ever sing. We tend to go the sky. And that gets to be a very clunky vowel sound. From the sky. Don't overthink it, but just make sure you don't go from the sky, from the sky. Keep it kind of in the same place so it doesn't from the. If you really open it up, it just sticks out. Okay? Going on, measure 14. Can I just hit the lower three parts, please? Lower three parts. One, and we're doing O's, right? Two, three, and four. You're still fishing a little bit, and that's fine. One more time. Two, three, and four. Make it sound a little more tenor-y, a little more baritone-y. It's kind of woo. It's just a little bit woo, woo, woo. Okay? And tenors, did you get the page turn note? The G on the page turn? I mean, the E flat? Yeah. So a little more tenor, a little brighter bass sound, okay? And a little more alto than Michelle. Okay, a little more alto from everyone else. Okay, one more time, two, lower three parts. One, and two, and three, and four.
Sweet, sweet home, there's no place like
to give you guys a break. Still brighter, 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 brighter. So think more upper. Put it more in your schnoz. Try and open up that those upper overtones, okay? So, we've never sung the tune right yet, ladies. And it's the tune. Okay, so let's do it a couple times, make sure we have it in our head. One, and two, and three, and ladies. Two parts that you kind of don't lose your courage, right? So make sure the first note, top page six, we have a really nice melody. Home, home, sweet, sweet home. Got to hear that tune in your head and keep singing it. Okay, one more time. What? Yeah, yeah, sorry, thank you. Just soprano, just soprano, just soprano. Two, three, and four. Parts, we just need to be in tune and moving, because it's really, think of it like, you know, this is Mariah Carey and you guys are all like the band, okay? Now we need to hear the band play in tune and moving along, okay? So let's do it one more time. 14, and 3 and 4. Sopranos, and measure 19 when you go from two parts to unison. Just back off a little bit, because get it? It's just like 20 of you, 10 and 10 when you're two part, and all of a sudden it's 20 on the same note, so it sticks out. So just make sure, no place like home, there's no place. When you get to no place like home, measure 19, just back off a little bit.
Okay.
Cool. And the only thing that's missing is that whole, remember when you have moving parts, bring it out, right? So tenors, can I have a D flat, please? No right? We have moving notes, bring them out. And the last thing is when you have the long notes, like top of page, bottom page five, the soprano note on home, just make sure you keep giving it love. It just tends to kind of sort of die. You know, I've got some flowers that are blooming, some tulips, right? And some of them are like, they got a lot of love and they're really bright. And others are like, they're okay. So don't make your sound okay. It's got to be great. We're going to go to the next section that's similar to this, which is page 8, measure 31. Right? It's not the same, but it's similar, right? So I just want you to hear the same thing. So perhaps yours might be exactly the same. Okay? Two, at lower three parts. Lower three parts. Lower three parts. Lower three parts. Three and four. I think the other thing that's very nice, the other thing that's bugging me a little bit, it's a little bit. So just keep getting it forward and brighter, forward and brighter. It's a little stuck in the dungeon a little bit. Okay, good. Can we hit a sopranos from 30, please? 31, sorry. Two and three and four. Good. Everyone, please, from 31. 31, everyone, please. And you guys keep getting it brighter, brighter, brighter. Oh. Get that really forward. Two, 14. Oh, one last thing before we stop. Top of 9. Whenever you have the dot, 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 please crescendo through the dot, dot, dot. Oh, sweet, sweet. That's why he did that, right? Okay, 31. 3 and breath. Next is, the boys' verse, page 7. An exile from home. Okay, and we're probably going to go on, so be ready for that. Two, top of 7, three, piano part, 3, and.
An exile from home. The birds singing sweetly that come at my call,
and
giving them the peace of mind, dear
Bravo, very nice. Let's give the boys another crack through bottom page 7, the birds. One thing I haven't got to yet, just make sure you're going sweetly, sweet, sweet, because what's ending up happening is you're going sweet, sweet home, because you all live in Connecticut, and you don't say your T's. You don't go to Clinton, you don't live in Clinton, you live in Clinton. Groton. I live in Clinton. Very few of you go Clinton. Groton. Okay? You don't like to say your T's, you East Coasters. Okay? Bottom of 7, the basic tenors. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and.
The birds singing sweetly that come at my call. Give me them and the peace of
mind. Awesome. Again, top of 7, again. Remember tenors, very good. You're joining, right? Yeah. Make sure tenors at measure 26, you're really just forte, because we lose half the basses to go sing the harmony part, right? The birds singing sweetly that come at my call. Give me them and the peace of mind. That needs to be very strong, all that. Okay, top of 7, the gentlemen. 1, 3, and.
In exile from home, splendid vessels in pain.
You got to run the first time through. You're not all sure on the note on O. So please make sure you know what's going on O. Dazzles in vain. Oh, you're not all high up there. One more time. 3 and.
And exile from home. Splendor dazzles in vain. Oh, give me my lowly that's
Right. put it away. But the world.
I'm kind of running it.
Good question.
Because I don't hear the end.
Hey, yeah, so ladies, it's make sure you finish the word home.
I know I'm running it. No, I do.
Thanks, I didn't catch that. Thank you very much. But the world goes round. Up and go, please. You guys worked out a compromise?
Well, I didn't come on that particular song. Now I'm going
to. Yes.
Six, seven, eight. Look up, find a harmony part, gentlemen. Three, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round. Sometimes you lose. Really, really, really nice. Just three little things. So just
big picture. This is in regards to this Army line on, at page 3 that happened several times. Basin County is just not locking in the eggs. So here's my kind of big picture thing. When you're sharp, meaning you're a little bit on too high of the pitch, it's going to be like that. You're going to sense in the room this kind of blackboard scratching feeling. And when you're flat, you're going to feel like you've got this bad case of mononucleosis. So listen to the room better. I'm not sure, and Bob or anybody help me out, I'm not sure if you're too high or too low, but you're not locking the A.
On page 4?
9?
3, page 3, the world. Yeah. And we don't have a lot of time to work on it. You just need to listen better, right? Because it's in the piano. Here's measure 7. When you play measure 7, just the piano part.
Yep.
3, 4. I mean, do you hear it? You just got to lock into the piano. I've said this before. Sopranos and basses, it's easy. You just got to learn how to listen to the piano, right? Because, especially basses, I'm not a very good sight reader, but I'm a really good listener.
I think we're flat on it as a group.
What's that?
I think as a section we're flat on that.
Okay, then pitch it higher then, okay? Pitch it higher then. But it's just not locking in. But the only part that's really egregious right now is the basses and tenors are already turning to that bass.
12.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you do the bass and tenors, please? And one day it's kicks. Because the ladies are, somebody loses and somebody wins. Bass and tenors. And one day it's kicks. 1, 2, 3.
One day it's kicks and it's kicks in the
shape. What happened, I'm noticing a couple of you do it too, is make it more rhythmic. And one day it's kicks and then kicks in the shin, whatever the words are. One more time, 2, 3.
And one day it's kicks and it's kicks in the shin.
Good. Good. Now can we do the ladies and the tenors going into that 65? Somebody loses and somebody wins. 5, 6, 65, piano parts, piano part. 3, 4.
Somebody loses and somebody wins. And one day it's kicks and it's kicks.
Again, same thing. And what you gotta do, basses and tenors, is make sure you get where you get your part from, right? Make sure you listen to what comes before. Yeah.
Note,
what?
Can I hear that note?
Nope. Ready?
I'll wing it.
No, not to wing it, just listen to Bob and Rick. A 1. And one day it's kicks, then it's kicks in the shins. How's that?
Perfect.
All right. A 1, 2, somebody 3, 4.
Somebody loses and somebody wins. And one day it's kicks, and it's
again.
Kicks in
ready?
The shins.
I think we need to move on because that's in good shape. The only thing I would say is look for places where we can bring it down. A perfect example was oh, we gotta do one more thing. Go to page 8, please. Top of 8, measure 37 with the piano part. And again, this is particularly for the basses. Okay? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
It goes around, round and round.
I just wanted Jackie to play. F sharp. One more time, same thing. Remember Sasser. It goes around and round. Don't be pretty on this. It's got to be like, you better. let's still be pretty honest. Okay. A one, two, three, four.
It goes around and round.
Back to home, please. Okay, page 10. Sweet is to sit, the fun. Let's do it a couple of times. And we're going to stop right before measure 44 on page 12. I just want to do three more chunks of this, then we'll run. So first up is page 10, 11, and 12. Okay. How sweet is to down part 2, 3, and.
How sweet is to sit beneath the forefather's
sod. The caress of a mother to soothe and be
guided.
A mother's delight.
Tenors and basses, three, don't sing, listen, three, and.
Yeah.
How sweet, don't stab it. How, three, you gotta think, three, and. How sweet is to sit, how sweet is to sit, you need to admit, how sweet, in your head ahead of time, okay? Let's do two measures before, so this is at measure 37, so to get into it, three and four. Start breathing, three and.
How sweet is to sit beneath a father's sod.
The caress of a mother to soothe and be
guided. Sopranos and alphas alone.
The caress of a mother to soothe and be guided.
Da 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 da. You don't quite have the tune yet.
The caress of a mother to soothe and be guided.
You don't quite have the tune. Three, one, two, three, and.
The caress of a mother to soothe and beguile.
One and two and three and
The caress of a mother to soothe and beguile.
The caress of a mother. Some spread them up too early.
The caress of a mother to soothe.
Add the guys, please. Measure 37. Okay. And. And this is for ladies too, but I'm going to use the guy's part as an example. You're breathing too late. I want you to think of it this way. Three, four. Watch me.
How sweet.
See all I did before I ever sang a note?
How sweet.
So basically, like, I just was starting to sing, and then I added my voice in a way. I almost thought air, then sound. And then,
the caress.
Just as you got to start, you're kind of going,
how sweet,
it's got to be,
how sweet is the,
okay, so just try and linger it in more, but the reason I stopped was bottom of 11, can you put like a, write in A-C-C-E-L, like feel like you're getting faster.
Let others delight mid new pleasures to roam, but give me the pleasure,
and then big retard. I'm not sure that's going to speed up, but we need to feel like we're speeding up at 41. Okay? And there's a breath after beguile, top of 11. There's a breath after roam, bottom of 11. Sopranos, awesome at 42, top of page 12. Give me the pleasure. It sounded like a real soprano section singing a good melody. That was great. But one more time, 36. So start breathing so you really, so your sound, look, your air is coming and then you just kind of put your sound onto it. As opposed to like, it's going to sound punchy if you do that. Three, and same place. So I think there's two problems. It's okay. It's pretty good. It's okay. But the issue is this: you're forgetting that phrasing. Da da di da da di. It's not da 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 da. We're doing a bit of that. And more importantly, gentlemen, you're not spitting out the words fast enough. You're just behind. How sweet is to sit neath a fond father's smile. You're how sweet is. Feel like I'm in the Addams Family. What a lurch. How sweet is this? So how do you sing words fast? And ladies, you are slow too, but not as bad as the egregious as the gentleman. Hey, how do you sing words faster? You get them more in front of your mouth. If you're, how sweet is to sit, I don't even know if words are, how sweet is to sit, put the words in the front of your mouth. The tip of the tongue, the front of the teeth. Tip, tip, tip. How sweet is to put the sound right forward. Okay, one more time. Same place, please. Three, four. In the room should know where the next note is. You gotta know where the next note is. Okay, can we skip the next part and go to page 14? So remember, we worked on this a couple times. Just make sure once you get to the held note, you really find a pretty vowel. If you notice, the bassists sing care, the alto's sing there, the tenors sing Rome. So it doesn't match. Care, there, match. So, I said bottom 14.
You did. But we all said last.
Okay, so let me start again. So bottom 14, last note. And now I'm giving you a couple specific instructions. Okay, so just make sure when you get to the, remember this from before, when you get to the held note, you keep singing in tune and match your vowels. So care and there. There I'll return overburdened with care. The heart's zero solace will smile on me there. You gotta make sure you keep tuning to each other out with your basses. No more from that cottage again will I roam. So you gotta put a little bit of no will I roll. If you sing too much, just watch your vowels and sing in tune is what I'm basically saying. Okay? Can we try it? See if you remember? The piano part. Two, three, and. So this is gonna be the basses. Wait, where? Wait, what song? I hope that wasn't a bass, because that was a cliche bass thing, you know? What the tenor say, what the soprano say, what the alto say, what the bass say. What page are we on? Bottom of 14, measure you coming on basses. Play that whole measure, please. Three, four. One, two, three, and...
To be our return over burden.
For the end there, but just kind of wondering why the heck. Anyways, so let's do it again. So remember, last time we worked on this, I told you right in the counting, right? So bass is 58. There's no reason not to be on beat 4 there, knowing to move there. Right? Alto is beat 3 of measure 58. You just gotta know where to move, okay? All right, let's do it again. Same method. Three, four. 1, 2, 3, and 4 to the, yeah, nowhere and the four goes. So my old high school choir director, an entrance like that, for that whole measure, you have to be going 1, 2, 3, and 4 to the. If you're just going, you're not going to know where to fit that eighth note. So don't sing, listen again. 1, 2, 3, and 4 to the. If you're not subdividing your brain, you're not going to get it right. And if you're waiting for your neighbor to do it, you're not going to get it right. Alto, same thing. The re 2 and 3 and 4. The hard steer is, okay? 1 and 2 and 3 and measure. 1, 2, 3 and. Sing until the very last move, okay? Da 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 da. We gotta do it again.
So are we holding? We're holding. Ooh, or do we go to M one day ago?
Home. Just stay at home. Measure 60, this is one of those instances like, you just want me to do too much for you. I'm just giving you, om lai ho, right? It's, there's no old place like home. And when I cue the sopranos, everyone else is off, okay? One more time. There is a tough word to sing, I'll give you that. Care is a tough word to sing, but you're letting it eat you up a little bit. So think more ke instead of ke, eh. Just find a better place where it's more in tune. Or just close your mouth more and barely sing it. The return over the main thing is singing it in tune. Okay? Once you get this out of the way. One more time, page 14. Thanks, everybody. That's why I broke this up, right? Because we need to do a lot of work on this. So I want to kind of not do it all in one shot. I want to just break it up. So let's finish this. We've got one more section. Okay? To the... Is that measure, please? Yeah. 'Cause you did that, look at the last measure. That cutoff is for the tenors, and then the sopranos and the altos keep singing, and then I get the final gesture for the basses and tenors. That is. Tenors, can you even sing it? Do 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 do. Do a little Duke Scooby Doo on it, just so it cuts through more. Okay. And sopranos, please do not accept. Please put the S of place with the L of light. No place like that. This is a mess, okay? Can we please go to page 12? So, lower three parts, no sopranos. This is measure 44. Do it once, get it in your head. 3 and 4. Oh. altos, top 13, measure 48. Just make sure you bring that to the fore. Just bring that out more. Okay? Okay, can we add the second sopranos and the lower three parts again, please? Second soprano, lower three parts, same thing. Oh, sorry, Jackie. One other little thing. Please look at the piano part and measure up 46 and 47. Right. So that's what kind of threw you a tip there. You kind of, remember that whole thing, when the piano drops out, you're going to sag your pitch, you're going to sag your rhythm. So keep pushing forward there. Pushing forward in those measures when the piano drops out. Okay? Pitch one more time. Three and four. I felt like you're okay up to there, but what really started getting fishy was 50 and 51. So take it from top second soprano, 48. Three and four. So the one note on page 13, one and two and three and.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, there's no place like home. Well, it's throwing you off, it's different than what you're expecting. There's no place like home. Ready, three and.
There's no place like home.
And four. So that's the type of thing, like, if you feel like you're doing it, I've used my pencil, arrows going up, arrows going down, like, you went too low or you went too high. Make sense? So make little indications, like, what you did wrong, okay? So everybody, please, 44, add. So first soprano, remember, you just got to know where it is in your voice, and you got to count to 7, then flip up that at A flat, and then go back down, okay? Two, everyone, please, get a part. Ha! Ha! Right up there. 2, 3, and 4. Number one is first the counting thing. Da 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 pa 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 pa. Make sure the half note is 2 beats, and then the O is 2 beats, and then you lost the tune going on. Okay, so just listen to the first soprano part. This is measure 48. Listen to it. 3 and 4. We go from the beginning, please.
Right there, like in the home, breathe or something. Top 14.
Between where?
The like at the top of 14 and the home at the.
No breath. Yeah. Like home. Right? No breath, everybody, right? Okay. So, great work. Let's run through it, see where we are. We'll come back to it next week, right? Good work, everybody. 3 and 4. Clear your throats out. Tenor's great. Tenor's great. Right in blood. We're going to do When Our Voices Rise. Yeah. Nice job, everybody. Nice job, Jackie. Yeah. Oh, so this piece.
Hey, y'all. Howdy.
When our voices rise. Good job, everybody. We've got to get through a lot tonight. Good work. Good work. So we have three more rehearsals for the concert. Not this one, Home and I Will Arise are the two that just still need significant work. I hope that's all. But it'll all be wonderful. I think the big thing is get people to come. You know, you put a lot of work in and then it's like one concert. I think there's, you know, roughly 60 of us, so like four people. Person, four fans, audience members, 250 people, 240 people. So, well, let's make five to get 300.
It's been posted on a group called Things to Do in Connecticut.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I tend not to push people too much about that because I know, like, I sing in Hartford Chorale and they're all honest about the same thing, you know, get people to come. I never get people to come. You know, because I live down here on the shoreline, and blah, blah, blah. If this is a real special concert or something, like this concert I'm doing May 4th with Sincora, it's definitely one I'd recommend to go to. We're doing a world premiere of a piece by Ed Tyler that's called An American Requiem. And Ed Tyler was a high school teacher, and so he's gone through 30 years of the gun shootings in schools and stuff. And so his way of kind of dealing with it was to write this Requiem Mass for the Dead, about gun violence in America.
And in schools specifically, right?
In schools, yeah. And so it's the Requiem Mass, Kyrie, Auguste, the Dies Irae, the Lacrimosa, the whole Requiem Mass. Interspersed with that is like, there's a scene with a kid who's in the locker room and been told to go into the storeroom because there's a shooter on the loose. And she sings, and the teacher tries to save her, and the teacher ends up finding at the end of the movement killed by the shooter, and so it's very, very gripping, powerful, ultimately hopeful, but really, really, really great piece. And May 4th, Asylum Hill in West Hartford.
Russ, can you send us?
Yeah. I mean, it's deep, profound stuff, you know. And I'm pretty sure I won't be able to get through the last movie because it is ultimately, even thinking about it, right? The last movement is ultimately hopeful, you know. So it's it goes through this whole stages of 13 dead at Columbine, 24 dead. You know, it's got these very powerful. Okay, I'm glad enough. My point was I don't like to push people about. Got to get people to come because I don't do it myself because it's just difficult. You don't want to work on people, you know. Come on, you got to come to the concert, but. If you live in Clinton and the concert's in Clinton, it's a little easier. I'm singing in Hartford, asking you to come up there, you know. So, okay. All right. So let's just go through it and see what we got. Right, up we go, please.
Through the sky, our melodies and flow.
Hey, bottom of page three. Bottom of page eight. Again, this is we can stand the storms and persevere. Sing our song and never fear. You're just getting all mush mouth there, right? Can you say it once? We can stand the storms. One and two and three.
We can stand the storms and persevere. Sing our song and never fear.
We can stand the storms and persevere. Sing our songs and never fear. Can I get a hallelujah? One and two and three.
We can stand the storms and persevere. Sing our songs and never fear.
That's number one. Spit those words out. Number two. The ending. So, this is page 15. And I thought I heard it. Did you not hear it? Yeah, okay. The biggest thing is you can't, it's just got to be chord. When our voices rise, can't be chord. Yeah, you just got to be there. So, here's your note on when. Bass note, tenor, alto, second sprouts. Sing loud, look up at me. One, two.
When our voices rise.
Sing it, good again. When our voices rise. So, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, and then back off, and then crescendo on the slide, and then land on the cushions. Okay, just like that. Easy peasy. Ready, and say!
When our voices rise.
Yeah, but if you don't get it, I might want to go a little slower. I might, when our voices rise. I might go, when our voices rise. You know, I'm an artiste. I may feel it differently. Don't you guys are all right. No, you gotta follow me. Right. That right there is the high note, not there. Okay, yeah. Question.
Can you remind us what is the last verse thing? Because I was not.
The what?
You were going to do a single. You for the last thing when you do the review, you were going to do something.
I did do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that just means
I just didn't remember if that was going to be that or a countdown. So that's
no, it's this. And by the way, that's universal.
Okay, now I know.
This means last time.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's good.
You know what I'm going to say? Did you know what I'm going to say?
Nice.
You did.
True.
Okay, now here's the real problem, right? Getting into it, right? So can we do? It's just going to be Jackie's going to play the chord at top 15, and then you're going to hold your first note. I mean, make sense? So here's the chord. Now hold when.
When.
Do me when. You got to hear that third. Not quite so belty over to some of you.
That's me. Sorry.
Hey, but you know the good thing, Megan. I mean, gotta love the spirit, right? Listen to Megan talk.
That's me. I'm Quentin. It's my fault, guys.
All right, here we go. Here's the downbeat. Ready? Downbeat, and then hold the first note and chord. Better. Now go on this time. Ready and chord.
When our voices
rise. And chord. Go.
When our voices rise.
Papa.
Did you add the G?
No.
Who added the G? Was that an over? Did you add?
That was an overtone.
It was an overtone. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. See if you can hear this note this time we do it. Because no one's singing it, right? Or someone's singing it. Right, here we go. Downbeat and chord.
When our voices rise.
Someone anyone singing it? You hear the overtone though?
Yeah. We're not here, but we're not singing it.
That's awesome. Remember the overtone meaning like when you sing in tune enough, it creates other pitches that no one's singing. It's called an overtone. So that's actually a very good thing. Okay, we just got to get into it, and then we're going to go. Actually, we're going to do the whole song. It'll take 3 minutes. Okay? Stand up, please. Okay. Hey, can you just listen to the first four measures and then sing like she plays it? I mean, she's got the style down. This is Rollo Dilworth, and Rollo Dilworth is this, like, you know, African-American that, I think I told you this, he's written 500 pieces, they all sound like this.
Wow.
You know, he's got this, he's a piano player, too, he's not a singer, so he's got this kind of Baptist-y, gospel-y kind of groove going, so we need to kind of get that in our voices. So how do you do that? Well, just, I dare I say it to Megan here, but a little brighter, okay? When our voices rise, just sing right through your cheeks. Okay, 3, 4.
All right.
Nice job. I'm in finals right now, so yeah, it's a lot.
So when will that
happen? Hey, man. Hello. Do you have a nice